Eric Brighteyes by H. Rider Haggard. Chapter 1. How Asmund the Priest Found Groa the Witch. There lived a man in the south, before Thangbrand, Willibald's son, preached the White Christ in Iceland. He was named Eric Brighteyes, Thorgrimur's son, and in those days there was no man like him for strength, beauty, and daring, for in all these things he was the first. But he was not the first in good luck. Two women lived in the south, not far from where the Westman Islands stand above the sea. Gudruda the Fair was the name of the one, and Swanhild, called the Fatherless, Groa's daughter, was the other. They were half-sisters, and there were none like them in those days, for they were the fairest of all women, though they had nothing in common except their blood and hate. Now, of Eric Brighteyes, of Gudruda the Fair, and of Swanhild the Fatherless, there is a tale to tell. These two fair women saw the light in the selfsame hour, but Eric Brighteyes was their elder by 5 years. The father of Eric was Thorgrimur Irontoe. He had been a mighty man, but in fighting with a berserk. The berserks were men on whom a passing fury of battle came. They were usually outlawed. But in fighting with a berserk, who fell upon him as he came up from sowing his wheat, his foot was hewn from him, so that afterwards he went upon a wooden leg shod with iron. Still, he slew the berserk, standing on one leg and leaning against a rock, and for that deed people honored him much. Thorgrimur was a wealthy yeoman, slow to wrath, just, and rich in friends. Somewhat late in life he took to wife Savuna, Thorod's daughter. She was the best of women, strong in mind and second-sighted, and she could cover herself in her hair. But these two never loved each other overmuch, and they had but one child, Eric, who was born when Savuna was well on in years. The father of Gudruda was Asmund Asmundsson, the priest of Middelhof. He was the wisest and wealthiest of all men who lived in the south of Iceland in those days, owning many farms and also 2 ships of merchandise and 1 longship of war, and having much money out at interest. He had won his wealth by Vikings' work, robbing the English coasts, and black tales were told of his doings in his youth on the sea, for he was a red-hand Viking. Asmund was a handsome man, with blue eyes and a large beard, and, moreover, was very skilled in matters of law. He loved money much, and was feared of all. Still, he had many friends, for as he aged, he grew more kindly. He had in marriage Gudruda, the daughter of Bjorn, who was very sweet and kindly of nature, so that they called her Gudruda the Gentle. Of this marriage there were 2 children, Bjorn and Gudruda the Fair, but Bjorn grew up like his father in youth, strong and hard, and greedy of gain, while, except for her wonderful beauty, Gudruda was her mother's child alone. The mother of Swanhild the Fatherless was Groa the Witch. She was a Finn, and it is told of her that the ship on which she sailed, trying to run under the lee of the Westman Isles in a great gale from the northeast, was dashed to pieces on a rock, and all those on board of her were caught in the net of Ran, the Norse goddess of the sea, and drowned, except Groa herself, who was saved by her magic art. This, at least, is true, that as Asmund the priest rode down by the seashore on the morning after the gale, seeking for some strayed horses, he found a beautiful woman who wore a purple cloak and a great girdle of gold, seated on a rock, combing her black hair and singing the while, and, at her feet, washing to and fro in a pool, was a dead man. He asked whence she came, and she answered, "Out of the swan's bath." Next he asked her where were her kin, but, pointing to the dead man, she said that this alone was left of them. "Who was the man, then?" said Asmund the priest. She laughed again and sang this song. "Groa sails up from the swan's bath. Death gods grip the dead man's hand. Look where lies her luckless husband. Bolder sea king ne'er swung sword. Asmund, keep the kirtle wearer, for last night the Norns were crying, and Groa thought they told of thee."